Greetings in Jesus Christ our Savior. I'm Pastor Timothy Sandino. Our New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 12, verses 1 through 12. In the meantime, when so many thousands of the people had gathered together that they were trampling one another, he began to say to his disciples, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in private rooms shall be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body, and after that have nothing more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? And not one of them is forgotten before God. Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows. And I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man also will acknowledge before the angels of God. But anyone who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And when they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not be anxious about how you should defend yourself or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and in various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus. In the explanation of each of the commandments in Luther's Small Catechism, we read that we are to fear and love God so that we may refrain from what is forbidden and accomplish what is expected of us. Whether Dr. Luther pulled such language from Luke chapter 12, I do not know, but his language mirrors these words of Jesus. Do not fear those who kill the body, and after that have nothing more that they can do. Their power is limited, and so the fear that they instill should be limited. There is only so much that they can do. They cannot torment anyone for eternity. These are words that inspire martyrs. For most of us, we have been taught to deal with them with nursery rhymes, sticks and stones and all that. But Jesus goes on to say, "Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell." Real fear is to be reserved for the one with real authority, omnipotent authority. Fear of God cannot be dealt with by rhyming words, but he can be understood and approached in the word that is eternal. Fear not. You are of more value than many sparrows. God's love for his creation does not allow even a sparrow to be forgotten. God's omnipotent love does not allow him to forget a single one for whom his Son has died. Your value is far greater than that of a sparrow. It is on par with he whose blood was shed and which now covers you. This love now casts away fear. Fear and love are not two words that we generally put together in one sentence, but fear drives us to repentance while love caresses us with forgiveness. The fear of God as judge allows us to see his love in the judgment of sin that was levied against his own Son. Therefore, we can trust him in every situation, including persecution. knowing that as we confess the name of Jesus, God and all of heaven is acknowledging us as his own. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, you give us faith to cast out all fear of confessing the true faith. For we are helpless to save ourselves, and we must trust in you and you alone for our salvation. Keep us faithful to the end, that you will not be ashamed of us when you come into your glory with your Father and the holy angels. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.